All right, let me ask you about the Doug Hoffman race, the New York 23rd race.
Sure.
Because, you know, a lot of conservatives like myself, Michael, we're not happy about this woman that the Republican Party has endorsed.
Understood. And she's been endorsed by the Republican National, the Congressional Committee. She was their candidate. And Sean, you know, put it all in context. She was vetted through a primary process there. She was selected by, you know, the leadership of four or seven counties that make up that district.
We had Doug Hoffman on this week. I mean,
I'm just saying you got to understand that she was chosen by the community that she's from. We didn't choose her at the national level. The NRCC didn't choose her. She was duly elected through a nominating process that they had in New York. The reality does she fit the description of a conservative? No. But the reality of it is that's who they put on the ground. So now, you know, you've got this situation where you've got a conservative candidate who's running against her. She's in the mix. She's a Republican nominee. And, of course, you know, I'm in the unenviable situation of, you know, having this duality between the Republican Party and conservatives, which I think shouldn't be. But it is, and we just want trying to get through this race. And I want someone elected who will represent that district the best way possible with those values that are important to this party, obviously.
All right, but Michael, let's go through this.
That's not who they put up. So.
Well, but here's the position of the Republican candidate, abortion's right advocate, Margaret Sanger Award winner. For 100% Planned Parenthood rating, she supports gay marriage. She supported the stimulus. She supports card check, cap and tax.
No, but she didn't support card check.